Before we entered into the church, the local television asked me how do I feel about being in Slovenia for the first time.
Preden smo stopili v cerkev, me je lokalna slovenska televizija vprašala, kako se počutim v Sloveniji prvič, ko prihajam.
And I told them that I am very happy to be here and very happy to meet a group of Jesuits who after only 40 years are looking ahead to the future on how to best serve the church and the world.
Rekel sem jim, zelo sem vesel in vesel je, da ima pred sabo skupino jezuitov, ki šele 40 let dela, ampak že gleda naprej z veseljem v prihodnost in načrti prihodnost.
In this mass we will have three of our men who will make their final profession.
Pri tej maši bojo trije naši možje dali svoje zadnje zobljube.
You allow me now to reflect about their profession in the light of the readings of the scripture we just heard.
Dovolite, da zdaj govorim o teh zaobljubah v luči svetopisanskega odlomka, ki smo ga ravno slišali.
I hope that what I say to them is good also for all of us.
Upam, da je to, kar bom povedal njim, dovolj dobro tudi za nas vse.
The first reading tells us that the disciples of Jesus, those who follow the gospel, are people of the heart, people of heart.
Evangelij nam pove, da tisti učenci, ki sledijo Jezusu, so ljudje srca.
I would like to underline that because sometimes Jesuits are not known as people of the heart, but people of the mind.
To bi rad podčrtal, zato ker veliko krat jezuiti niso znani kot ljudje srca, ampak ljudje razuma.
And yet Saint Paul is very clear. Our mission, Saint Paul, the author of the Ephesians, our mission is to know the love of Christ, to grow in the inner, the interior man.
In vendar je apostol Pavel jasen, avtor pisma Efežanom, ki smo ga prebrali, odlomek, ki smo ga prebrali, pravi, da je naša stvar, da rastemo v notranjem človeku.
It is very clear that Saint Ignatius, the founder of the Jesuits, he wanted Jesuits to be men of the heart.
Tudi Ignacij je hotel, da bi bili jezuiti možje duha, srca.
He knew also that we had to study very hard and he himself had the experience.
Vedel je tudi, da moramo zelo močno študirati in tudi sam je imel to izkušnjo.
He also experienced then that when we cultivate the mind, the heart gets cool and sometimes cold.
Vedel je tudi, da kadar močno študiramo, se včasih naše srce ohlaja in celo ohladi.
That's why at the end of our studies he put an extra year that is called the year of the heart.
Zato je na koncu naših študijev postavil še eno leto, ki se imenuje leto srca.
But being a man of the heart is not a Jesuit discovery. It's something that comes all the way from Saint Paul and from Jesus himself.
Vendar to ni neka jezuitska pogruntavščina, vendar je, ampak nekaj, kar prihaja vse iz časa od Pavla in seveda Jezusa.
In the letter to the Ephesians we are told that the most important thing for a Christian is to know Christ, to know with our whole being.
V pismu Efežanom je zapisano, da je najpomembnejše za nas, da poznamo Kristusa in da ga poznamo z vsem svojim bitjem.
And in the spiritual exercises that Saint Ignatius gave us, this is the ongoing petition after the second week, one day after another day, to know Christ interiorly.
V duhovnih vajah, v drugem tednu, je to nekaj, za kar stalno prosimo, dan za dnem, da bi notranje spoznali Kristusa.
Why is this so important?
Zakaj je to tako pomembno?
Because the way to God is the heart.
zato ker je pot do duha srce.
Modern science has told us about 5 brains that we have, all of us, you and me.
Sodobna znanost nam pove o 5 možganih, ki jih imamo vsi, jaz in vi.
Through evolution, humanity has developed 5 brains.
Skozi evolucijo je človeštvo razvilo 5 možgan, plasti možgan.
When we study, we cultivate mostly the left side of the brain.
Ko študiramo, v glavnem razvijamo levo poloblo možganov.
But the heart is connected to the right side of the brain.
Srce pa je povezano z desno stranjo možganov.
And in the right side of the brain is where we have the imagination, the creativity, the response to reality.
V desni polobli možganov pa je naša domišljija, naša kreativnost in način, kako odgovarjamo na resničnost.
St. Ignatius didn't know anything of this.
Sveti Ignacij ni imel pojma o tem.
But he had experienced it. He knew it by experience.
Ampak je to izkušal. To je poznal po izkušnji.
And he insisted on keeping this balance of intelligence, but also the depth of the heart.
Ustrajal je na ravnotežju med razumom in srcem.
The New Testament keeps calling us to be people who live inside, who can walk inside, who can grow inside.
Nova zaveza nas vabi, da bi bili ljudje, ki živimo znotraj, ki rastemo od znotraj in hodimo znotraj.
Why? Because God lives in our hearts.
Zakaj? Ker Bog živi v naših srcih.
If we go outside, we can be very busy and do many good things, but if we don't touch God, God will not come through us.
Lahko gremo ven in delamo mnogo dobrih stvari, ampak če nismo v srcu, se nas Bog ne more dotakniti.
When I was in Japan, there was a group of young people in our parish in Tokyo.
Ko sem bil na Japonskem, je bila ena, smo imeli eno skupino mladih mož v naši župniji.
And every Sunday, after the mass, while drinking tea, they would evaluate the homily of every Sunday.
Vsako nedeljo po maši so ob čaju delali evaluacijo pridige, ki je bila pri maši. Se pravi, ocenjevali so pridigo.
I wonder whether you do that here.
Zanima me, če tudi vi to počnete tukaj.
But the evaluation would go like this. The homily today was very well prepared, but there was no prayer, no heart in it.
Ocenjevanje je šlo na primer takole. Homilija danes, pridiga danes je bila zelo dobra, dobro pripravljena, ampak v njo ni bilo vloženo nič molitve.
Or the opposite.
Ali pa obratno.
The priest didn't have time to prepare, but he spoke from the heart and he touched our hearts.
Se pravi, duhovnik se ni imel časa pripraviti na pridigo, ampak spregovoril je iz svojega srca in se je dotaknil naših src.
In other words, what people wanted is to hear something from heart to heart, because that's what moves us, what helps us grow.
Z drugo besedo, kar ljudje želijo, je pogovor iz srca v srce. To je tisto, kar ljudje, kar nas premika, kar nam pomaga, da naredimo korak naprej.
And this is what the letter to the Ephesians tells us today.
In to nam pravi tudi pismo Efežanom danes.
Jesuit mission is the work of compassion.
Jezuitsko poslanstvo je delo sočutja.
That's why the words of the letter to the Ephesians are so important for everything we do.
Zato so besede pisma Efežanov tako pomembne za vse, kar mi počnemo.
We just heard in the gospel how Jesus sees the crowds, he feels compassion and he acts. He does something.
Kot smo videli v evangeliju, Jezus pogleda množico in začuti sočutje in potem deluje.
A good priest is a person who can feel with the people.
Dober duhovnik je tisti, ki lahko čuti z ljudstvom.
Jesus was this kind of person.
Jezus je bil takšna oseba.
And he did what God did in the Old Testament, feel for the people and act.
In delal je to, kar je delal Bog v starem, v stari zavezi. Čutil je z ljudmi in deloval.
St. Ignatius invites us in the second week of the exercises to look at the world like God looks at the world.
Sveti Ignaci nas v duhovnih vajah vabi, da gledamo na svet tako, kot Bog gleda na svet.
To see and to listen to what people are saying.
Gledati in slišati, kaj pravijo ljudje.
We know that our seeing and our listening is very selective. We see and we hear what we want.
Vemo, da sta naše oko in uho zelo izbirčna in slišimo in vidimo to, kar hočemo.
Modern propaganda is geared precisely to this, to make it that we listen to what they want us to listen to.
Sodobna propaganda izrablja to našo lastnost in nam uceplja predvsem tisto, kar oni želijo, da bi mi slišali in videli.
Politicians also know this.
Tudi politiki to vejo in znajo.
And St. Ignatius knew this.
Tudi sveti Ignacij je to vedel.
And that's why he wanted us to see what God sees, not what other people tell us to see.
Zato je hotel, da mi vidimo to, kar Bog vidi in ne to, kar nam drugi ljudje pripovedujejo, ne gledamo.
To see how people suffer, how people search, how people are hungry.
Da bi videli, kako ljudje trpijo, kako iščejo in tudi kako so lačni.
And we see in the gospel today how he responds to that.
V evangeliju vidimo danes, kako je on sam se odzval na to.
He sees that people are lonely and hungry and he gives them attention and bread.
Videl je, da so ljudje osamljeni in lačni in da jim pozornost ter kruh.
But that means that our vocation, and this is for the three who will make the final vows and for all of us, our vocation is to respond with the heart to the needs of people.
To je sporočilo za naše tri, ki bodo dali za obljube, pa tudi za vse nas, da odgovorimo s srcem na naše obveznosti.
And the final point I want to make is that when we do this, we don't have to worry about the results.
In še zadnja točka, ki bi jo rekel, je, da ko to naredimo, ni treba, nas je strah glede rezultata.
In the multiplication of loaves, the disciples were lost. They didn't know what they were going to do.
Pri pomnožitvi kruha so bili učenci izgubljeni, niso vedeli, kaj naj naredijo.
But at the end there were 12 baskets full of leftovers.
Na koncu je bilo pa 12 košar ostankov.
Sometimes we, even the priest, can be so calculating, everything calculated and measured, and at the end there is no leftovers, just barely the minimum.
Včasih smo tudi mi duhovniki takšni, da vse hočemo vnaprej preračunati do zadnje vejice in pike, potem pa smo presenečeni.
We are so worried about what we do that we don't let God do also his things through us.
Tako smo uprti v to, kar mi delamo, da ne pustimo Bogu, da bi delal to, kar on želi v nas.
In all the religious traditions, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, etc., they all speak about detachment from the fruit of our work.
Vse religije, od krščanstva, budizma, hinduizma, govorijo o nenavezanosti na stvari sveta.
And then we are free. And then we can walk with Christ and do the right thing. And God takes care of the end.
Ko smo nenavezani, potem smo prosti in lahko Kristus hodi z nami vse do konca.
I think today's readings are inviting us to recuperate this insight of all religions so that we are free and we can give from the heart.
to naše priložnost danes je povabilo vsem, da osvežimo spomin na to, kar nas učijo vse religije in se osvobodimo od znotraj.
So I would like to invite the three Jesuits who will take the final vows today to enter into this line of total surrender to the work of God with freedom, following the line of the heart, so that they can give to people what people need.
Zdaj pozivam tri naše brate, ki bodo dali za obljube, da se prepustijo toku te predanosti, da bojo lahko služili ljudem, katerim so poslani.
And for all of us, for our families, for our daily life, we ask this knowledge of Christ that is in our hearts.
In za vse nas in za naše družine prosimo za to poznavanje Kristusa, ki leži znotraj nas, vseh nas.
So for the three who make the final vows and for all of us, we pray.
Za tri, ki bodo zdaj dali za obljube in za vse nas sedaj molimo.